CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. It's been revealed that as part of his trip to the UK next week, Chinese President Xi Jinping will take time out to talk football. Xi Jinping, along with UK Prime Minister David Cameron, is scheduled to travel to Manchester, where he'll tour Man City's headquarters. Chinese Ambassador to the UK, Liu Xiaoming, says the trip, though fun for the football-loving Chinese president, might also do some good for Chinese football as well. The ambassador says he believes there is a lot of potential for cooperation between China and the UK in football. The Chinese Super League and the English Premier League signed a cooperation agreement at the end of 2013. Authorities have unveiled a new batch of corrupt officials who have been kicked out of the Communist Party of China. The list includes Yan Dongliang, former head of the State Administration of Work Safety, as well as Zhou Benxun, former party chief in Hebei. Both had previously been put under official investigation for graft. A pair of provincial-level officials from Inner Mongolia and Guangxi are also on the list. All are accused of multiple offenses, including graft and abuse of power. It's expected all four will be handed over to judicial authorities for criminal prosecution. Alibaba has announced plans for a massive new investment. Jack Ma's company has put in a non-binding bid to purchase the controlling stake of Youku Tudou. The deal is estimated to be worth some $3.6 billion. Alibaba already owns just over 18% of Youku's shares. In making the announcement, Alibaba says its takeover bid has the support of Youku founder and CEO Victor Ku. If completed, Alibaba is likely to combine its existing platforms, such as Taobao and others, with Youku's digital framework. The takeover bid is still be subject to Youku's shareholder approval. The final deal has now been inked for the construction of a new rail line in Indonesia with Chinese help. China Railway Corporation is teaming up with a group of four Indonesian state-run groups to build a 150-kilometer-long line running from the capital Jakarta to Bandung. The Indonesian government has been on record saying the project will not be financed through its state coffers. As such, the $5.5 billion project will be bankrolled mostly by the China Development Bank through a 40-year loan. The Chinese side will control 40%, while the Indonesian side will control the rest. Charges have now been laid in connection with this summer's deadly water park fire in Taiwan. The organizer of the party has been charged with negligence causing death or injury. Liu Chengqi heads the company which organized the late-night concert at a water park in New Taipei City on June 27th. Colored starch powder ejected into the crowd ignited during the event, sending a ball of fire through the crowd of young partygoers. 12 died of their injuries shortly thereafter. Nearly 500 others were hurt, with close to 90 suffering severe burns. Some still remain hospitalized. The final group of some 14,500 Chinese Muslims who took part in this year's Hajj in Saudi Arabia has arrived back home. However, four Chinese nationals did not make the return trip. They're among hundreds who were killed last month during a stampede toward the end of the pilgrimage. Two waves of worshippers came together on a narrow street in a village outside Mecca last month, forcing thousands to gather. Many of those killed suffocated under the intense pressure. Saudi officials still put the death toll at 769. Senegal, Japan, Egypt, Ukraine, and Uruguay have been elected new non-permanent members of the UN Security Council. The newly elected members will begin their two-year terms starting in January. They will join the other five non-permanent members of the Security Council, namely Angola, Malaysia, New Zealand, Spain, and Venezuela. The UN Security Council consists of five permanent members and 10 non-permanent members elected by the UN General Assembly. Five of the 10 non-permanent seats are elected every year. Russia has signed off on a major investment in Pakistan. The $2 billion investment will go toward the creation of an 1,100-kilometer natural gas pipeline running from the port of Karachi to the northern city of Lahore. Phase 1 of the project is expected to be finished in 2 years. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.